Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It has just gone past 11:15 here on RNZ National. Paulette from Fielding writes, school ball, I wasn't permitted to attend school ball in a suit just because I'm female. I now have great-grandchildren and I'm still found in a T-shirt, shorts and bare feet at 75. Good on you, Paulette. Love to hear that. Evie Ops here shortly. Let's have another song from Tate Prize winner Vera Allen to lead it. National. Vera Allen there with Person I Like. We're playing that because earlier in the night the Tate Music Prize was announced for 2024 and Vera Allen won it. The Tate Music Awards, of course, celebrate New Zealand's most exciting up-and-coming independent music makers, and Evie Orp was there at Q Theatre when the awards were announced. She joins me now in the studio to give us a rundown of the winners. Evie, kia ora.
Kia ora, I was there. I did witness the entire thing.
It happened.
It definitely
happened.
There is
photographic evidence.
100%. There's a video on the RNZ Instagram right now. Feel free to go like it.
Did you have fun?
I had a really, really great time. The vibes at the Tates are always really good because it's genuinely just a room of music lovers.
Yeah.
And everyone's really just celebrating that we're celebrating music.
Right.
It's a little bit meta in that sense.
Yeah,
but the vibes are great and it's really cuddly. It's really just like, yay, music.
Yeah.
And I quite like that.
That's cool. So there are, you know, people might be thinking there are lots of music awards things in New Zealand, the Aotearoa Music Awards, the Silver Scrolls, the Student Radio Network Awards, and so on and so forth. Where do the Tates sit in the pantheon?
The Tates are a very coveted prize. The Tate Award, it's particularly special because it rewards an entire album.
Yeah.
It also is one of the only awards that doesn't take into account any streaming numbers, sales, plays, anything like that. It's purely based on what's in the album and what that music sounds like. And it's judged by a really large panel of industry people, as well as every single employee at Independent Music New Zealand.
Nice.
So there's a lot of people, a lot of knowledgeable people involved in giving out the awards. So Princess Chelsea, actually, tonight, when she was up on stage announcing Vera Allen as the winner, said, "This is the cool award."
Right.
So this is the cool one to have. I would say, like, the Student Radio Network Awards, like the Cool Kid Award.
Right.
And then the Tates is, like, Cool Dad Awards.
Congratulations, Vera. Cool dad. What was the crowd like?
Crowd was on. People were really loud at the Tates, sort of clapping, cheering, yelling, woohooing, crying, people up on their feet a lot. Princess Chelsea did a live performance of the song she won for last year, as well as Lawrence Arabia, previous winner. And then they came together for the third performance, which was both of them performing together as Princess Arabia.
Love
and
it.
So people went nuts for that. Yeah. Everyone was eating it up. I really liked it.
Now, you mentioned earlier that it was quite emotional. It was quite a sort of an emotional experience being in there. There was a lot of, intense vibes going on.
Yeah, definitely. I think for a lot of these independent artists, the stakes are actually quite high because the prize is $12,500, which for an independent artist is...
It's a lot of money.
It's beyond. Yeah. Like, it's unfathomable. But it was an emotional night for me particularly because Vera Allen happens to be one of my childhood best friends.
Yeah.
And we used to talk about when we were little girls how she wanted to be a musician and I wanted to be on the radio. And she was there winning an award for being a musician, and I was interviewing her about it for the radio. So there was a lot of tears.
How did you know each other?
We went to intermediate together. Went to 9-9 Intermediate, me and Vera. Brooke Fraser also went there.
Wow.
A lot of stars coming down to 9-9 Intermediate. I think a few All Blacks as well, but I'm less familiar with them.
Oh, who cares? Honestly. And so you two used to carpool to school, right?
Yeah, her mum used to drive us to school every day in high school. Hey, Maria. And it was just special to be there. I mean, getting to see your friend win something like that is one thing, but getting to go up to her little microphone and go, "How do you feel?" is something even better.
The winning album, Vera Allen's album, is called Ideal Home Noise. Tell us a bit about it. Give us a sort of 1 minute review. What is the sort of essence of this album from your point of view?
It's an album about depression, but it's an album about coming through it, really. I mean, Vera is a Flying Nun artist and she embodies what Flying Nun have been doing for so many years so perfectly. It's grungy, it's indie, but the lyricism is comparable to Joni Mitchell, to anyone you can think of. It's incredible. I mean, I've never heard a local album with lyricism as brave and as good as that one, if I'm being totally honest. It's really something else. She wrote a lot of it when she was living over in America. She was part of a different group called Girl Friday. And I think she was really struggling. So she wrote it all kind of over there, wrote it in her head, and then came back to New Zealand and recorded it with her family and her childhood friends and people she had known for years and years. And it really comes through, that warmness.
Cool. Now, of course, that the Tate Award is not the only award that has handed out at the Tate Music Awards. The Best Independent Album went to Juju Lips. Tell me about her.
Juju Lips is an icon, a star, a legend, and I fear she may be the moment. She really combines Afro beats with R&B, with pop, and she is an incredible performer, so much energy. She won Best Independent Debut tonight, and this is her wonderful song, Airplane Mode.
RNZ National. Airplane Mode there by Juju Lips, who won Best Independent Debut at the Tate Music Prize this evening. Who else won? Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record honoree. Tell me about this. This is Look Blue, Go Purple.
Oh, Look Blue, Go Purple. Sorry, I lost track of that. They had the best speech of the night. I mean, they got up there. They were swearing a lot.
Yeah.
There were tears in the eyes, but there was swearing and clapping and yoo-hooing, and they just looked absolutely stoked. The crowd also stood up for them. And they were getting rewarded for their 1991 compilation album. Yeah. They're an iconic Dunedin band. Uh-huh. It was really cool to just see an all-female rock band get honoured. And I think everyone was, again, just eating it up. Everyone was loving it.
Cool. Nice one. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you so much for popping back here and giving us a debrief of the evening.
You're welcome.
And we'll go to the pips with some Look Blue, Go Purple.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.